We're all used to the idea that the introduction of new instruments, like electric guitars and synthesizers, transforms the music that's played on them. These days, technology can create whole types of music and make musicians out of music fans. Music critic Milo Miles explains how new technology made two recent albums possible. He says the albums borrowed almost all of their music from outside sources.
An unauthorized release called The Best Bootlegs in the World Ever and DJ Shadow's second album, The Private Press, could only have been created in a media world that considered recorded music as raw material, not a finished product. DJ mixes are considered artworks in their own right, and many people make their own mixes at home. The current combination of technology and ideology makes DJ Shadow and the Best Bootlegs album possible. The bootlegs I'm talking about here are a largely British phenomena and do not refer to the usual unreleased live or studio recordings. It consists of the rhythm track for one song overlaid with the vocals from another, and sometimes some added percussion. Almost always, at least one of the songs is pretty well known. The lead track on Best Bootlegs in the World takes the Rolling Stones' Satisfaction and lays it alongside Fatboy Slim's Rockefeller Skank for a number called Rocker Faction.
Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now.
Now, putting new rhythm tracks underneath established hits is obviously nothing new. And there's even a kind of British passion for it, as shown by the notorious Jive Bunny releases of the 1980s. But such Frankenstein operations were at best novelties. At worst, they did demolition jobs on the source material. The best of the British bootlegs make wholly new and improved songs with their hybrids, or at least highlight fascinating undercurrents in the source material. The track A Stroke of Genius by Freelance Hellraiser makes Christina Aguilera's Genie in a Bottle into a song I can finally love, but only in this version. What unites DJ Shadow and the various DJs who created the Best Bootlegs album is their boundless, if eccentric, love of records. These are non-musicians who constantly break apart and recombine songs they hear in their heads. DJ Shadow happens to hear a lot in bits of music that other people sometimes literally throw away.
There's so many things I can say, but I just can't get them together. I'll let you hear from somebody else.
DJ Shadow's The Private Press adds some singing and rapping and electronic percussion to his found music, but Shadow's stitching, weaving, blending, and distorting is the art on display. Often his best creations are melancholy but captivating, like eavesdropping on a bedroom dream world. This is the fantasy of every kid who ever fooled around with a tape recorder and a radio, as DJ Shadow did. You wanted to capture sound, mold it, and transform it. But only now are the tools available to make the fantasy come true. DJ Shadow could not have fulfilled himself in the world of old technology. In the old consciousness, the mixed songs of British bootlegs would not work. Nowadays, when machines meet dreams, you get new breeds of music and musicians.
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge.